This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert now has a temporary restraining order against her ex-husband. That's after accusing him of threatening to harm her and entering the family's home without permission. The order comes after a series of flare-ups between the couple, some leading to charges against Jason Boebert. The judge's order for a temporary restraining order also included protections for three of the couple's children. Jason Boebert denies the accusations. A hearing to determine whether the restraining order will be made permanent is scheduled for Thursday. The woman who was on a family outing in 2021 and who was handcuffed on the ground of an Aurora parking lot with four kids was awarded more than $1 million in a settlement. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Brittany Gilliam planned the nail salon outing for her six-year-old daughter and three other family members as the world was waking up from the COVID pandemic. They were parked in a lot of a shopping center, and Gilliam was trying to find an open nail salon on her phone when Aurora police, at gunpoint, asked her and the four minors to get out of the car and onto the ground. That included Gilliam's six-year-old, who, according to the complaint, was going to be handcuffed, but the handcuffs didn't fit. APD mistakenly thought Gilliam was in a stolen car. The $1.9 million settlement will be divvied between Gilliam and her attorneys. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Crews from Colorado Springs Utilities are burning piles of debris on Pikes Peak today. This could result in visible smoke. The piles come from a mitigation project aimed at reducing wildfire risks in watersheds. The burning is set to take place near South and North Catamount reservoirs. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. More Colorado news at CPRandKRCC.org.